Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. First up, something that, well, it touches everyone's wallet, the economy, and how global stuff is hitting prices here.
Right. So the latest CPI report came out. That's the Consumer Price Index.
Right. Tracking prices.
Exactly. And it showed inflation in June climbed to 2.7% over the year. That's actually the highest since February. And economists are pointing fingers mostly at President Trump's tariffs for this bump.
So where are we seeing these price increases?
Well, mainly across goods that are heavily imported. Think apparel, furniture for the house, recreational stuff. Consumer electronics really jumped up 11.1% since last year.
Wow, 11%.
Yeah. So it's a modest increase overall, but it's noticeable. And because of it, the Federal Reserve is expected to, you know, hold off on cutting interest rates.
To keep inflation from climbing higher.
Precisely. Even though President Trump was publicly asking for rate cuts.
Okay, so 2.7% inflation.
Yeah.
Highest since Feb. What does this actually mean for, like, daily life? For parents, teachers talking to kids?
Well, it often feels like a slow creep. Maybe not one huge price jump, but things add up across the board. You know, your money doesn't stretch quite as far.
Right.
So discussion points for kids could be, how do you decide if something's worth paying more for, especially when prices are going up?
That's a good one.
And maybe even, what exactly is inflation? How might it affect what your family buys?
Yeah. Making it tangible. Okay, so from economic connections, let's shift a bit. But there's another kind of connection, maybe more profound. A really heartwarming story, actually.
Ah, yes. This one's about a heart attack victim who used Reddit, of all places, to find the stranger who saved his life.
Incredible.
It really is. So Tommy Chan, he's 39, was running a 5K race in Ottawa and had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But a nurse practitioner, Tanya Shimizu, was there. Her daughter, Tessa, actually encouraged her, and she performed CPR, kept him going until help arrived.
Amazing presence of mind.
Totally. But here's the thing. Chan had no memory of it afterwards. Weeks later, he didn't even know if he'd survived, so he posted on Reddit trying to find his rescuer.
Wow.
His post got thousands of upvotes, went viral within that community, and eventually it worked. He connected with Tanya Shimizu.
Oh, I bet that reunion was emotional.
Extremely. He was so grateful, and her response was just, well, she said helping was human nature.
That really gets you. And it's not just the rescue, right? It's how, like, modern tools, technology connected them.
Exactly. It shows the positive side, how these platforms can be used for good, building community even online.
Yeah.
For kids, you could talk about how does it make you feel when you see someone help another person in trouble? Mm-hmm. Or maybe how can tech, like social media, be used positively to help people or even just say thank you?
Good prompts. Okay, so from a very modern story of connection, let's turn to some timeless wisdom from a classic voice.
Yes, our quote of the day is from Mark Twain. He said, "The best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer somebody else up."
Hmm. Simple but powerful.
It is. And Mark Twain, well, his real name was Samuel Langhorne Clemens, 1835 to 1910. Famous American writer, humorist, born in Missouri.
Of course, known for Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn.
That's him. His writing style, you know, very colloquial, lots of satire. He really captured life on the Mississippi back then.
And this quote, coming from someone known for being so witty and sometimes cynical, it feels, I don't know, genuinely insightful about being human.
It really does. It taps into something fundamental, doesn't it? That helping others often makes us feel better. It pulls us out of our own heads.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive almost.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So for discussion, what does that quote mean to you personally? Or do you think helping others actually works to cheer yourself up? Why?
And maybe connected to literature, like how do authors use quotes or stories to share big ideas?
Great angle. Yes.
All right. Next up, we're diving into a bit of history, but one that's still sparking debate today. A legal one, actually.
We're talking about the Scopes trial, often called the Scopes monkey trial. It just had its centennial, believe it or not.
100 years. Wow.
Yep. Back in 1925, it was all about teaching evolution in schools in Tennessee. John Scopes was convicted, though it was later overturned on a technicality.
Right.
But the core issue, religion in public schools, it hasn't gone away. We still see legal fights today in places like Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas.
About what specifically?
Things like teaching creationism or displaying religious texts like the Ten Commandments in public classrooms. And consistently, courts have ruled that bringing religion into public schools violates the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, you know, the part that says the government can't promote a specific religion.
Talking points for students.
Maybe ask them about a time they had to weigh two different beliefs or ideas. How did you figure out what felt right to you?
That's a thoughtful one.
Or, more directly, why is the First Amendment, especially that Establishment Clause, important when we talk about public schools?
Okay, good questions. Now let's shift gears completely from the courtroom to the big screen pop culture time.
Right. Let's talk movies and box office. The new Superman film has been doing really well.
I heard it had a big opening.
Huge. $217 million worldwide in its first weekend. Almost made back its production cost right away. And this movie is a big deal for Warner Bros. And director James Gunn. It's their attempt to reboot the whole DC Comics movie universe, the DCEU.
A fresh start for those characters.
Kind of. And it seems to be working, at least financially, thanks to Superman and other hits like a Minecraft movie and the live-action Lilo and Stitch. The overall box office is actually up 16% compared to this time last year.
That's a healthy jump.
It is. And it's encouraging studios to, well, double down on their big tentpole franchises, you know, those huge movies they rely on. Expect more DC films.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how these characters, some created decades ago, still pull people in and basically drive the whole industry strategy.
It really is. It shows the power of those established universes. They're seen as safer bets, maybe, than brand new ideas sometimes.
So for kids, what's the conversation there?
You could ask, what makes a character or story so exciting that people stay interested for, like, generations?
Mm-hmm.
Or even, why do hero stories seem to connect so strongly with us?
Yeah, the appeal of the superhero.
Yeah.
Okay, one last topic for today. This one deals with the challenges creative people, public figures, face in our digital world.
Yeah, this is quite a story. Authorities in Atlanta are looking for someone who apparently stole hard drives belonging to Beyoncé.
Beyoncé. Seriously, what was on them?
Unreleased music and future concert set lists. Pretty critical stuff for an artist like her.
Absolutely critical. How did it happen?
Seems like the theft happened on July 8th from a rented car. The car was being used by her choreographer and a backup dancer.
Same brick. Looks like it. They also took other valuables, clothes, sunglasses, electronics. It's not clear yet if the car was targeted because it was linked to Beyoncé or if it was just random.
Wow. Beyond the celebrity shock, it really highlights how vulnerable creative work is. Intellectual property.
Exactly. It raises big questions about protecting that work, especially digital work, which can be copied or leaked so easily.
So discussion starters for students could be, imagine something really important to your work, maybe a project or something you created was stolen. What would you do?
That personalizes it.
Right. And also, how do we protect our creative stuff or even just our personal data when information is so easy to share or compromise?
Important things to think about. Okay, so we've really covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We really hope this glimpse into the juice helps you spark some thoughtful discussions with your students. Keep that curiosity going. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.